as we watch the prince and the princess get married, our first African American princess, I am reminded of our eighth commandment, which is what we are on this morning. And the eighth commandment says, you shall not steal. You will not steal. You cannot steal. Nothing can be stolen. Nothing can be taken from you. And you can't take anything that does not rightfully belong to you. And here's the thing that reminds me of this beautiful, awesome wedding. No one and nothing in this universe can keep your greatest good from you. Not a single particle of dust, nor an atom of humanity, nor thought of intention, nor second of doubt can steal the good that God is giving you, not even you. People can try to take you, they can try to fake you, they can try to say you're not good enough, you are not the right race, they can try to deflate you, they can try to debate you, but nothing can interfere with the good that God is always blessing you with. The prophet Isaiah, 49th chapter, first verse, says, before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he made mention of my name. Before I was born, the universe knew what I was here to do, to be, to express, to say, to walk down the wonderful aisle of fulfillment. To be the divine love that Spirit has called me to be. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. It doesn't matter if somebody is hating on me, doesn't approve of me, is envious of me, is scheming against me, tries to play me or manipulate me or destroy the goodness that God has blessed me with, because the goodness of God is inseparable from who I am. I will walk down the aisle of my destiny and walk into the absolute good that Spirit is always anointing me with, because it is inseparable from who I am. Jesus said that your Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. You are the very deliverance that you seek. Jesus said, judge not by appearances, because the righteousness of God underlies everything that is. Even when it appears to go wrong, even when someone can't show up, God always aligns us with the right person to walk us down the aisle. Righteous judgment is the sustenance in which we live and move and have our being, the absolute good that is in the air that we breathe. Even when the situation appears bleak, absolute good restores us, loves us unconditionally. Nothing can take that good away from us, and you can't take anybody else's good away from them. You cannot steal. It's not just about not snatching a purse or trying to take something that isn't yours. That's easy. All you have to do is keep your hands to yourself. But what about realizing that you have gifts, you have talents, you have opportunities, you have perfect divine order, you have deep wisdom, you have amazing grace, you have absolute good that is uniquely you. How amazing and how special and how unique and how exquisite you are. Your life is a prophecy retelling itself. Let me say that again. Your life is a prophecy retelling itself. You are the greater things that Jesus said we could do. And do you think anybody can keep you from that? They may try to use you or play you or take advantage of you or even abuse you, but by doing so, they are just wreaking havoc with their own good. Because they are ascribing to the belief of lack and limitation. They don't believe in themselves. They think that they cannot get anything unless they try to get it from somebody else. They don't realize their own power. Stealing is any type of deception, any type of manipulation or cheating or lying or fronting, and it all originates from the fear that we can't demonstrate what we want, that we need somehow to try to marginalize or minimize or take from someone else. But we can get whatever we want because it is inseparable from who we are. It is the absolute good of the universe that is always seeking us. We cannot steal, but we can demonstrate whatever we want from the same divine vibration that creates a jazz beat. One of those long, deep notes that causes us to remember, that causes us to surrender, that causes us to pat our feet, that causes us to love endlessly with abandon, that causes us to hope and pushes us past our own boundaries to be incredibly the truth that we are. About almost 9-10 years ago, we realized our first Black president, and many of us thought we would never see that in our lifetimes. In my lifetime, I never thought I would see a Black princess walking down the aisle, a Black princess who would be part of British royalty. And we see that this morning, and we open our circle with the full realization that nothing is impossible, that there are no boundaries except those that we put up for ourselves, that the endless and everlasting and absolute good of the kingdom of God is always within us, waiting to give birth, waiting to bless, waiting to manifest the good that is everywhere, everywhere present. We open up our prayer circle this morning, blessing our new and beautiful princess and prince and their wonderful family, blessing each and every person that is part of this wonderful celebration, and allowing our light to pour out of our circle in the absolute good that we are summoned to bless this morning, because we are part of the inexhaustible source of all that spirit is, summoned to call out the good in each and every one of us, because we realize that we wear the blessing and that the good of spirit continues to pour, to rush, to flow, to stream through our lives and to lift us up in the presence and the power of spirit. We open our circle this morning filled with the awareness that spirit never stops, never ends, but is inexhaustible supply. We open up our circle this morning filled with the awareness of the awesome spirit that has pulled me to Israel, that has pulled me to Egypt, that is allowing me to deliver a message there week after next. And so next Saturday, Marlon will lead the call because I will be on my way to Israel. We open up our prayer circle this morning, filled with the acknowledgement that our good, that greater good that God has called us to express is right here, right now, everywhere, always a part of who we are, and nothing and no one can take that from us.
Go to God in a place beyond your fears. God is loving you. Be still. And accept this prayer of love in your heart. When your shoulders have borne more than they can stand, seems you've been walking in a land unknown. Go to God in a place beyond your fears. God is loving you. Be still. Accept this prayer of love in your heart. Stand on the rock of those who've gone before you, and those who hold you high in glory.
It's Christ in me. Grace to Christ in you this morning. So happy to be on the prayer line again this Saturday morning. Thanking God for all my good and all my many blessings that I have seen and the ones that I have not seen. I thank the Lord for blessing each and every one of you this morning. I bless Cecilia on her trip, on her journey, and all the other women that are traveling this morning. Bless my son Donald. Today is his birthday. And I bless you, Don, and I say happy birthday to you, thanking God for you. Lord, I'm so grateful for the care that you give me each and every day. Grateful for the care that you give me by sending others to give me that care. Lord, I'm so grateful this morning. So grateful. Just thanking you for everything this morning. I don't have to name them because you know what they are. Thanking you this morning for my children, biological and spiritual. Both families. Thanking you for my nieces and nephews this morning. Especially thanking you for my niece Lynette this morning. Just giving you all the praise and honor, Lord. Because you're so good to me. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Will disappear. And the veil of tears won't be heavy anymore. Yes, a life so torn apart can heal again. Trust in God. I know. Prayer of love in your heart. Will you accept this prayer of love in your heart?
Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for the morning right done. Thank you, Lord, to be here together again on this wonderful and miraculous call. I lift each and every family that's represented here today. Lord, thank you for the hedges of protection that you have placed around my family and theirs, Father God. I speak blessing into each and every one of our lives. Father God, I speak success and prosperity, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for watching over.
They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Yes, I'm glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Oh, my mother prayed for me.
My mother.
She had me on her mind.
Had me on
she
her
took
mind.
The time to pray for me. I'm glad she prayed.
Well, I'm so glad.
I'm so glad she prayed for me.
Oh,
my father prayed.
My father prayed for me.
Lord, oh Lord, how excellent and majestic and mighty is thy name. All the earth is so grateful for this day. This is the day that you made. We're going to rejoice. Thank you so much for the miracle call. God, I ask that you would give each and every one of us, oh God, the ability to share our goodness, oh God, and the ability, oh God, to be kind and loving and manifest you in this world. Thank you for life and health and strength. Keep us, oh God, keep everyone safe and sound, oh God, and give us our hearts and
desires. I'm
so glad.
Yes, I'm glad she prayed.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad she prayed for me.
Oh,
my people prayed for me.
My people prayed.
Had me on their
mind.
I thank you, God, for choosing Reverend Cecilia to go to Israel and to speak and to spread the truth and just use it in a special way, God. Oh, God, I just thank you for this wonderful morning, God. I bless each and every individual on this call, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the opportunity to witness and to feel your presence right now. Oh, God, I thank you for the healing of my sister Monday this week. She had 40% of her
stomach. Time and pray for me.
I'm so glad they prayed.
I'm so glad.
Yes, I'm glad they prayed.
Yes, I'm glad.
I'm so glad they prayed.
I'm so glad they prayed for me. And you
prayed.
Somebody prayed for me.
They had me on their mind.
Somebody
took the time.
They took the time.
I cannot steal, the eighth commandment says. All of my good comes from God. I cannot steal, and no one can steal from me. I cannot cajole, I cannot fool, I cannot mislead, I cannot cheat the universe through manipulative misconduct, because it always comes back to me. I will not ridicule you or block you or forbid you or deny you from expressing who you are, because the joy and the love that you express does not interfere with my greatest good. You see, I wear the blessing, and spirit expresses through me as the light that I am. I will let you finish your words without interruption. I will give you credit where credit is due. I will honor the time that you want to be in and enjoy the beginning of each moment that God gives me. I will release you and love you and surrender to the power that I am, the improvisational beat called me. I will not try to control you or direct you or hang on to you, but I will free you, because in freeing you, I free myself. Love is the natural rhythm of my song, and I swim and finger pop and feet stomp in divinity. I swim in all that I am. I know that the kingdom of God is in me, and it is where I am. I shall not steal. I shall not steal. I will not steal. I cannot steal, because there is nothing that I don't already have through the infinite breath of God. True wealth and prosperity is not the things or the situations that we desire. It is the magnetic flow of the spirit within that draws those things to us. We have to think give rather than get. When we give and see everything as an opportunity to give, we are blessed. Even though the true purpose is not to receive, the moment that we focus on receiving, we begin to lose the flow and engage in stealing. As Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I finally realized what that means. Don't allow the hand that you give with to expect something or even know that you receive something in the other hand. Freely allow yourself to be one with the divine flow of the universe. If you always try to get something for nothing, you have to learn that you will keep what you give. If you give nothing, nothing is what you will keep. If you give 50%, 50% is what you will keep. If you give misery and confusion and deception, that's what you will be rewarded with. The thief denies the very force within which alone can help him. The thief's belief in lack is what always surrounds him. If he is conniving, that energy is what surrounds him. If he is manipulative, that energy surrounds him. If he is a jive talker, that energy surrounds him. If he is unfaithful, that is the energy that surrounds him until he surrenders to God. You shall not, you will not, you cannot steal, especially from yourself, through doubt or anger or fear. That's like trying to steal a jazz note. And if you cannot steal a jazz note, how can you steal anything? If you're trying to steal from or take advantage of or disrespect somebody else or control them in this instant, stop. If you're holding on to a fight or a grudge because you believe that somebody is trying to steal from you, release it, let it go. They shall not, they will not, and they cannot steal. Stealing is like trying to steal the sigh from a breath, the wave from an ocean, a second from time, or the wind from a breeze. That's like trying to take the clouds from the sky, the water from the rain, the sun from the shade, the smile from laughter, the touch from a caress, the magic from music, the words from a poem, the feeling from joy, the end from destiny, the love from God. Nothing and no one can take the good that God is expressing as in and through you. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Amen. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters, restores my soul.